Introduction. Welcome to The Soul of Caregiving, a caregiver's guide to healing and transformation. And thank you for taking the time to learn more, not only about the soul of caregiving, but also, surprisingly, about your unique call as a caregiver. And the importance of self-care, something we caregivers often find difficult to do. I am Edward Smink, the author of The Soul of Caregiving. Reflection on a life of nearly 50 years as a caregiver in multiple healthcare and leadership roles gives me pause to seek to find a voice and to be heard. There are many reasons why one would want to write a book, and as a caregiver, something within me aches to share the insights and wisdom that I hold as a sacred treasure. I want to reach out to all who care selflessly for others. I want to say that the scars or interior wounds that you experience as caregivers are invitations to rediscover your soul. You are not alone. You are not going mad when your soul aches because you have cared. The vocation of a caregiver is a deep and archetypical calling that sustains and allows one to enter another's life as no other. In those moments where you hold what seems to be unbearable, you stand firm, maybe with knees shaking, and give life to those in need of your care. In holding what seems to be unbearable, you also experience pain and suffering in your acts of caregiving. Caregivers suffer because they care. Who hugs the hugger when he or she is at their wit's end and is often feeling confused, overwhelmed, and even alienated from his or her peers? Why do so many caregivers downplay the normal reaction to traumatic events or vicarious suffering they experience? Why are caregivers often fearful to reach out to another in confidence or to share their story that screams to be heard? Why is it difficult for caregivers and their peers to recognize and support those internal aches that gnaw and throb until the caregiver listens and then takes action? Who among us will listen? Do you know how? Who among us will care, and who will be the first to reach out? These are the themes that are explored in The Soul of Caregiving, not to give answers, but to create a space for each reader to listen to, become aware of, and claim their own voice by the power of reflection. This is not a how-to-do book, because the guide to caregiving is not about an exterior action. The caregiver's guide is interior. It is about rediscovering one's soul. It is not a quick fix, but a journey, a pilgrimage. Soul takes one deeper through the resistances, through one's interior soul pain and sufferings, to a reservoir of wisdom. So travel any way you like. You can walk, hike, sit on the back of a camel, or ride in a rickshaw, or sit on an imaginary magic carpet as you become a participant in a pilgrimage that is being assembled. My definition of caregiving is broad in scope and covers a diversity of occupations and professions. Our cast of characters include caregivers in the healing arts, healthcare professionals, physicians, nurses, therapists, healthcare and ancillary workers, certified chaplains and coaches, spiritual leaders, pastors, wellness coaches, as well as first responders, including firefighters, safety officers, and emergency medical service personnel. How about active and retired military, educators, and parents who care for their chronically ill children, and adult children who care for one or two parents? We are all caregivers. This journey is one that is familiar and unfamiliar, one that is laden with surprises, struggles, and monsters that appear to challenge us. Interior promptings of the soul encourage the caregiver to reflect on daily triumphs, challenges, joys, and sufferings. Caregivers experience vulnerability, helplessness, fears, and pain over the traumatic events because they care, because they are human. At its core, the practice of caregiving requires a discipline of the heart, a focus to be present, to listen, and to create an interior space of welcome for one in need. Simultaneously, caregivers are given the opportunity to reflect on experiences, a process that is not foreign, just one that is lost or clouded over by the busyness of everyday lives. These promptings support soul, sustain and empower us as caregivers. This is the soul of caregiving, reclaiming one's interior guide through the process of reflection that leads to healing and transformation. I am delighted indeed, humbled, that Mr. Andrew Barnes, the voiceover guy, LLC Legacy Audio from North Carolina, has chosen to be my voice throughout these chapters. I am deeply honored how he has brought to life the texts and stories of the soul of caregiving. He speaks from personal experience as the text engaged him not only to participate in this adventure as narrator, but also to allow these words to touch his soul. My prayer is that you too, the reader, will rediscover new insight as you rediscover your soul of caregiving. Thank you.